Today is Wednesday, February 24th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Today was incentive announcement day at Walmart. And I won't give, you know, I give way too much of my life details. I give way too much of my details, and I shouldn't. And I even, on the last Mix Minus, I even went into how much I get paid, which I shouldn't. And I'm just a very open person about a lot of things. There are some things in my life that I'm not. People think that I'm just an open book on all of my podcasts. You know, I tell my real name. At various times, I've talked about how much money I make or don't make. I've talked about how much I spend on my house, how much I spend on my car. Like, all these things I've talked about. And I share stuff about my life story and the experience with my ex and all of that kind of stuff that went on. But there are some things that I keep private that I'm not going to. Obviously, I keep them private. So there are some things in my life that I keep private. But for whatever reason, I have to kind of make myself not share certain things that I probably shouldn't share. So I'm not going to give percentages or anything like that, but they announced how well we did last year. And our bonus for salaried associates is based on, they set targets at the beginning of the year, and then if we hit, so my pay structure involves a bonus, and it's a certain percentage of your salary. And then based on how the company performs, that can go up or down, basically. And we, based on how we did last year, we got the maximum amount that we could possibly get. It's the maximum. We've never reached that number since I've been at Walmart. So my bonus has the potential to be the maximum amount, more than it's ever been, which is good. I'm really happy about it. And this is where I start, because I haven't had my evaluation yet. And they did something this year where they said, well, your manager is going to have discretion, is going to have ultimate discretion. And so I think, you know, my manager is new. And so my evaluation is going to be based on my old manager. And my old manager and I get along well, and I think he thinks I do a good job. I mean, we'll see, but I think he thinks I do a good job. So I think I should get pretty much what we were told we were going to get. But if you don't do well, they can subtract from that amount. So they can say, well, your performance was not, you know, what it should have been, so I'm going to subtract from that. So now I'm doing the thing, and I do this every year, but it hasn't been tied to evaluation until this year. And so, or the manager piece of it. And so my eval was supposed to be today, but so here I am creating a spreadsheet, looking at what I got last year, figuring out how much tax was taking out of it, figuring out what the percentages were, and then I've created three different columns of potentials. And so I gave myself a worst case scenario, how much my paycheck is going to be on March 9th, and a best case scenario, how much my paycheck is going to be on March 9th. It's a wide gap between worst case and best case. Any of the cases are good. It's a good year. Walmart did well. I should feel blessed that I'm getting any bonus at all. Some people don't get bonuses at their work. And so anything is going to be, you know, is going to be much appreciated, and I'm going to love it. But I hope I get the top one, is what I'm saying. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to know. But there's a substantial amount of difference between my guesses, between my bottom guess, my medium guess, and my top guess. Even if I get the medium guess, that's okay as well. And I don't know when my eval is going to be, because it was, like I said, it was supposed to be today. And the last minute, my boss messaged me and said, I don't have internet. I'm going to have to reschedule your eval. Well, I'm on vacation next week, and I think our evals have to be finished by the end of this week. So I'm not really sure when he's going to do it, but anyway, I don't know. I don't like this not knowing, and I also don't like the fact that it's so closely tied to manager, you know, to your manager and what they say. I don't like that, because then they're probably looking at all of the people under them and doing kind of a bell curve, and someone has to end up at the bottom, right? I don't know. We'll see what happens. I shouldn't be pessimistic. I don't even know. I should be really happy and positive because of how well we did and, you know, et cetera. So my starting, the top amount I can get is much higher than it has been in past years. So even if it goes down below that, it's still going to be a good number. That's the way I should look at it. So we're just doing our last minute kind of getting ready for snow skiing. Mark has one thing that hasn't come. His thermal underwear have not come. On Friday night when I was recording Mix Minus with Daniel, Daniel showed me this photo of him. I didn't even know he was a snow skier, but apparently he was a snow skier when he was growing up. And he showed this photo of him looking very cute, I might add. So I know if you're listening, Daniel, don't get a big head, but you were looking very cute. And, but he was wearing these tight jeans and this cute ski jacket and all this stuff, you know. And all, when I've gone skiing, my stepfather trained to be a ski instructor when he was in college. And so he's a very good skier. And when he took us skiing, he started taking us snow skiing when I was about 14. And the standard attire was ski bibs, which are basically overalls that are waterproof, and they're kind of puffy, that puffy fabric. And you would wear thermal underwear underneath that, and then you would wear a turtleneck so it covers up your neck, and then you would wear a big fat ski jacket over that. So you basically look like either the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man or the Michelin Man. You're walking around and you look like a big fat marshmallow puff, basically. And Daniel's looking all cute with his tight jeans and everything. So I didn't even know that. I don't even think I had thought about that being a possibility to have more stylish attire. So, of course, Mark and I bought ski bibs and thermal underwear, and we're going to look like big Stay Puft Marshmallow Men out there on the slopes. But it is what it is. At least we'll be warm. I mean, that is important, being warm. Look, Mark and I have been together for 8 years. We're going to be together for life. I don't need to be attractive to anyone. And he knows what I look like underneath my clothes. So it's fine, right? It's fine. So other than that, still on the dieting path. I read Gay Country Wes is on a diet right now. And in between meetings, I was looking at Twitter and I saw a post that he made, and he's keeping a blog. And he was talking about how he eats breakfast in the morning, and then he calculates what his dinner is going to be, because I think he's using, I don't remember what he said, but it was something like Blue Apron or Freshly or something like that. One of those meal subscription services. So he knows how many calories and everything is in that already. So then he subtracts that. And then whatever's left over, that tells him what he has for lunch. But he was breaking it down into fat, calories, protein, sugars, carbs, like all of these numbers. And I responded back, thank goodness I'm doing Weight Watchers, because it's just one number. And they do all the math, basically. They figure out how many carbs I need in a day and how much fat I need in a day and all that kind of stuff. So the diet's been going fine. I basically, yesterday I was driving, and I did have one bag of baked Ruffles Flamin' Hot. I know it's not the healthiest thing, but they're only 4 points. And I like the Flamin' Hot because, you know, a little bit more spice to your life. And then I picked up a Chick-fil-A grilled chicken sandwich on the way home. I know you, some of you people don't like that, but I picked up a grilled chicken sandwich on the way home. And yesterday I thought I had lost my cell phone. I have three phones right now that I'm switching back and forth between. And when I went to get in the car yesterday, I thought I had them all with me. I was on my way to my haircut and I realized I couldn't find one of my phones. And this is a phone that I was going to switch to and start using. I looked all over the place when I got home last night. I looked on the road. I thought maybe I put it on the roof and it fell off on the road. I was looking in the drain outside our house. It was under the seat and I just didn't see it. Ugh. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.